Five Potential Suspicions of Kekkeyi's Son by Krishna's Mercy.
Tasyapi Bhagwan Esh Sakshad Brahmameo Hariya Anshanshen Chaturdhaga Putratvam Prarthita Sureya Ramlakshman Bharat Shatrughna Iti Sangya.
Quote, being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshman, Bharata and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharath. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9:10-2.
1. Maybe He orchestrated the whole thing.
How could this have happened to us? Not in the home of Raghu. Not in the tradition of the Ikshvaku dynasty. Not when the eldest son is completely blameless. Not after the ruler, King Dashrath, waited so long for a son, for the proper transitioning of power. We see that Kakeyi is the immediate cause. She put her husband in a bind. Dashrath had no choice but to honor her wishes. Bharata is her boy, after all. They say that blood is thicker than water. The plans were announced suddenly, a complete reversal from the prior arrangement of Rama taking over. Perhaps it was all Bharata's idea. Maybe he implanted the thoughts in his mother's head. Maybe Kakeyi is innocent in all of this. No one knew Bharata to be this way before. He was always so dutiful and loyal towards the example set by the eldest, Rama. For this reason, Bharata is also known as Ramanuj.
2. Maybe he is really happy.
King Dasharath has now passed on. He could not live without the association of his beloved eldest son, Sri Rama. The pain of separation was too much to bear. Even he understood that there was some karma coming back to him, that he had previously separated parents from their beloved child, albeit accidentally. Perhaps Bharata is actually happy. Maybe he takes pleasure in the misery of others. Kaikeyi has not seemed to soften, at all. She has not voiced any regrets. Maybe both mother and son are happy that the obstacles are out of the way. The coup is complete.
3. Maybe he coveted the kingdom all along.
Did Bharata covet the kingdom from the beginning? He had to know since childhood that there was no way for him to ascend the throne. The birthright went to the eldest, to the one who followed righteousness without blemish. Bharata had to know that no one would agree to Rama being ousted from the kingdom.
4. Maybe he is just pretending to be sad.
Bharata has returned home. He learned about the death of his father. He appears to be devastated. He looks like he is ready to kill his own mother. But maybe it is all for show. Bharata must know that all eyes are on him. He must be pretending just so that others will not revolt. He needs to keep the subjects in check, after all.
5. Maybe he is not so renounced.
Bharata took the extraordinary step of traveling to the forest and asking Rama to return home. If not that, then at least Bharata would take Lakshman's place. One younger brother for another. Bharata is older than Lakshman, after all. This might be just a formality. Bharata would have to know that Rama refuses to violate the order of his father. Bharata is going to get the kingdom, no matter what. Perhaps he is not that renounced, after all. Maybe he is enjoying what happened to fall in his lap.
In the most common depictions, in paintings and worshipped figures in temples around the world, we see the avatara of Vishnu known as Rama has the goddess of fortune to his left. To his right is typically Lakshman, the younger brother who is considered an incarnation of Ananta Shishanaga from the spiritual world. Sri Hanuman in a diminutive stature completes the picture. This is the court of Sri Rama. Everything is there in that image. There is nothing missing. A person can meditate on this picture for an entire lifetime and be completely fulfilled at the end. Bharata is typically not in the picture. In the scene for which he is most remembered, he is living like an ascetic. He worships a pair of sandals, which happen to belong to Rama. In this case, Bharata is actually the king of Ayodhya, but he refuses to enjoy any of the comforts associated with the title. Goswami Tulsidas takes notice of this unique disposition. Of all the people involved in Ramalila in a friendly way, where they are inclined towards service, Bharata is the one person who has to give up everything. Everyone else gains something, but he practically becomes homeless. Not to mention the constant suspicion someone in that situation would face, we see that his devotion is spotless. He is truly loved and appreciated, and saintly people always remember his example when thinking of the perfection of life, in finding devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Hari. In closing, for life's perfection to meet, devotion to Hari's feet, in spirit like Bharata bound, where after in forest found, to give up everything deciding, like hermit in outside residing, waiting years 10 and 4, beloved Rama's return 4.